Anyhow, it's wonderful to see you alive and well. What a joy to meet old friends, especially after such a brutal war. Don't you agree? And how did you manage to get out of that well? I just stood there, saying nothing. All right then, never mind. The important thing is that you did get out, and then you lost a hand somewhere. Then you learn to speak such fluent Russian. Wonderful, wonderful. You can always make do without a hint. What matters most is that you are alive. Not by choice, I replied. Boris laughed aloud. Ah, you're such an interesting fellow, Lieutenant Mamiya. You would choose not to live, and yet here you are very much alive. Yes, a truly interesting fellow. But I am not so easily fooled. No ordinary man could have escaped from that deep well by himself, escaped and found his way back across the river to Manchuria. But don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Enough about you, though. Let me tell you about myself. As you can see, I lost my former position and am now a mere prisoner in a concentration camp. But I do not intend to stay here on the edge of the earth forever, breaking rocks with a sledgehammer. I am as powerful as ever back at Party Central, and I am using that power to increase my power here day by day. And so I will tell you in all frankness that I want to have good relations with you Japanese prisoners of war. The productivity of this mine depends on you men, on your numbers and your hard work. We can accomplish nothing if we ignore your power, and that includes your own individual power, Lieutenant Mamiya. I want you to lend me some of what you have. You are a former intelligence officer of the Kwantung Army and a very brave man. You speak fluent Russian. If you would act as my liaison, I am in a position to do favors for yourself and your comrades. This is not a bad deal that I am offering you. I have never been a spy, I declared, and I have no intention of becoming one now. I am not asking you to become a spy, Boris said, as if to calm me down. All I'm saying is that I can make things easier for your people. I am offering to improve relations, and I want you to be the go-between. Together, we can knock the shit-eating Georgian Politburo son of a bitch out of his chair. I can do it. Don't kid yourself. I'm sure your Japanese hate his guts. Once we get rid of him, you people will be able to have partial autonomy. You can form committees. You can run your own organization. Then at least you'll be able to stop the guards from dishing out brutal treatment anytime they like. That's what you've all been hoping for, isn't it? Boris was right about that. We had been appealing to the camp authorities about these matters for a long time, and they would always turn us down flat. And what do you want in return? I asked. Almost nothing, he said with a big smile, holding both arms out. All I am looking for is close, friendly relations with you Japanese prisoners of war. I want to eliminate a few of my party comrades, my tovarishes, with whom it seems I am unable to achieve any understanding. And I need your people's cooperation to accomplish that. We have many interests in common, so why don't we join forces for our mutual benefit? What is it the Americans say? Give and take? If you cooperate with me, I won't do anything to your disadvantage. I have no tricks up my sleeve. I know, of course, that I am in no position to ask you to like me. You and I share some unpleasant memories, to be sure. But appearances aside, I am a man of honor. I always keep my promises. So why don't we let bygones be bygones? Take a few days. Think about my offer, and let me have a firm reply. I believe it's worth a try. You men have nothing to lose.